FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm welcoming Chef Marcus Gericker from Chorus on the Waterkloof Estate in Somerset West. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, since you and Chef Bertus Besson opened over a year ago and started with the Trust Us menu, it's wowed diners. But now there's evolution and you've got a new concept. Tell us all about Eenvoud.
So Eenvoud is pretty much the Afrikaans word for simplicity. And the idea behind the menu was sort of going back to the roots of what food was. So sticking to maybe 3 or 4 ingredients max, really trying to focus and do sort of the best with that ingredient as possible. Trying to not overcomplicate plates, so keeping it really fresh, seasonal as well, which has always been one of our philosophies here. And funnily enough, simple has been one of the ones from the beginning. So when we started this journey in 2022, that's kind of what we wanted to bring to the forefront. And I think it's the perfect time now to sort of lay that foundation and actually push this Eenvoud and see how far we can actually take simplistic food and taking it to that next level.
Well, I always think the greatest compliment I can pay a chef is when they've done something superlative and it is simple. Simplicity is underrated. So I'm very excited about your new menu. What dish on the menu showcases this beautiful season of spring?
So spring is always an exciting time for us as we're still coming out of like the autumn vegetables and going straight into the sort of the new vegetables, we call them, so the baby veg. And the lamb dish that we have on in the menu at the moment has just started to incorporate all those baby vegetables. So a little bit of peas coming through, a little bit of all these little baby veg that we find space for, where we're either blanching them or sauteing them or actually cooking them in a nage liquid that we sort of balance with a little bit of vinegar and white wine. And just to enhance that really, really sort of freshness, like we say, the new vegetables of the season.
Always the best time. And another thing that we love about September is, of course, Heritage Day and Braai Day. Marcus, have you got any good braai tips to share with our listeners?
I think the best is always to have a really good spice rub. So anything that you're going to be cooking, chicken, fish, and beef, if you have a really, really solid braai rub, that always just takes that to the next level. It obviously elevates all the food going forward. And then obviously just hitting your temperatures on the braai, making sure the fire is not too hot, making sure it's controlled. You have a good mixture of charcoal and of wood is always a good combination as well.
Okay, that's good. I will remind my braai when I get home. And in fact, in my home, and I'm sure it's the same in many South African homes, is that I stay away from the meat and the protein in the fire. And my job is to produce some fantastic salads. What do you think goes really well at a braai? What are the sort of crowd pleasers?
I feel like you can never go wrong with a really good potato salad. That's always, I think, been a classic. And so many great South African chefs always bring out one of those recipes where it kind of speaks to that heritage of South Africa. And one of those things that sort of all the cultures quite know. Always some form, especially going into spring now, some form of a freshness salad. So something where we're looking into going down the Greek salads or something really modern where you go down a little bit of other avenues where we sort of mix avo and feta and we start going down really cool avenues. But the classics there as well are just as amazing.
Isn't it funny how the classics will never go out of fashion? You can ring the changes, but there's some things that we will always love.
100%. I feel like it's very much to sort of paying homage to history. Like there's always something that you remember about it and fond memories in that way.
Definitely. And I know you're a sourdough bread man. I mean, I know I've met your starter. Yes. So tell me a little bit about your bread starter.
So Pete's been with us since 2005. So my dad and I created him then when he actually started the chef school. And so he's been pretty much there. And funnily enough, I was actually speaking to a guest yesterday and they were talking to me about like heritage and sort of legacy and stuff like that. And I said something really nice that I actually would love to repeat on the show, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And that is legacy is pretty much what you remember from the person that you've left behind. And my dad and I created Pete, and him and I had him together for 10 years. And this year is actually 10-year passing. So Pete has now transcended my dad into that form where he's now going to be alive longer than he's in that sense. So what a nice sort of completion journey in that scenario.
Wow, Marcus, that's really special. What a wonderful way of reminding people of the love they've left behind.
100%.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us and all the edible inspiration.
Amazing. I'm glad to have been a part of it.
That was Chef Marcus Gericker of Chorus on the Waterkloof Estate in Somerset West. For more inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.